In the spirit of the Jacksonian era, get off the track with the Dear Friends. Coming up, one of Abraham Lincoln's favorite composers, Louis Moreau Gottschalk. But next, a recording made at the White House with a gathering of American composers.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the first year of his administration, 1961, President John F. Kennedy invited Pablo Casals to play in the East Room of the White House at a state dinner for the governor of Puerto Rico. The concert was broadcast nationally by ABC and NBC. It was a highly emotional evening. Casals had not given a public concert since 1928. He would not perform in his native Spain or on behalf of any government that recognized Generalissimo Francisco Franco. Everyone gathered in the East Room, a large white ballroom full of crystal chandeliers and portraits by Gilbert Stuart. President Kennedy made a little speech before the music began. He reminded everyone that Pablo Casals had first played in that room at a reception given by President William McKinley in 1898, and that he'd last been heard there in 1904 when Casals played for President Theodore Roosevelt. Mr. Kennedy said the work of all artists, musicians, painters, designers, and architects stands as a symbol of human freedom, and no one has enriched that freedom more than Pablo Casals. Leonard Bernstein wrote about the Casals evening by comparing an earlier performance he'd given for Dwight Eisenhower. At the Eisenhower dinner, Bernstein recalled, "The food was ordinary, the wines were inferior, and you couldn't smoke. By the time I got to play, I was a wreck." Compare that with the Casals dinner at the White House. Dinner turns out to be not at a horseshoe table, but many little tables seating about 10 people apiece. There were fires roaring in all the fireplaces, and these tables are laid in three adjacent rooms, so that it's all like having dinner with friends. The food is marvelous. The wines are delicious. There are cigarettes on the table. People are laughing, laughing out loud, telling stories, jokes, enjoying themselves, glad to be there. I'll never forget the end of that evening when there was dancing. The Marine Band was playing waltzes or something, and Roy Harris and Walter Piston and people like that were kicking up their heels in the White House, a little high, just so delighted to be there, so glad that they'd been asked, feeling that they'd finally been recognized as honored artists of the Republic. You know, I've never seen so many happy artists in my life. Pablo Casals' concert at the White House, November 13, 1961, began with Mendelssohn's Trio in D minor. He played Couperin and Schumann with Alexander Schneider and Mieczysław Horshavsky. At the close of the evening, he ended his program with a piece from his birthplace, which he claimed showed the people's longing for freedom. He said, "You might know this song," as he grasped the hand of Marine Band musician John Bourgeois after the concert. "It's a Catalan folk song, the song of the birds. But to me, it's the song of the exile."